In June, Welfare Minister Nicolas Gauthier banned humanitarian agencies from distributing food because he said they had campaigned on behalf of the MDC ahead of the March 29 elections. The food agencies denied Gauthier's accusation. The move was widely seen as retaliation against voters who supported Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai in the March election, in which he scored more votes than Mr. Mugabe, and his party won a narrow majority in Parliament. This week, the World Food Programme, which is the largest donor-funded food importer, told VOA the organization has no word or even an indication that the ban will be lifted. The WFP works primarily through local non-governmental organizations as distribution partners. These partners were banned from doing field work, excepting for school feeding programs and those to assist people with HIV/AIDS. The WFP says 250,000 people are currently being assisted, but that even as early as last month, that figure should have been 300,000. The local partner organizations say many children are already showing signs of malnutrition as a consequence of failed summer crops, and that feeding programs should be escalated as a matter of urgency. The WFP says about 5 million people, or nearly half the population of Zimbabwe, will need food aid before the next flower harvest in April 2009. One humanitarian organization, which asked not to be identified, said some top ZANU-PF politicians have asked the agency to defy the government ban because traditional leaders complain that many people have no food. A worker in the welfare ministry in Harare said Monday there were no indications when or if the ban would be lifted. Renson Gasela, a former MDC legislator and a respected commentator on agriculture, on Monday described the ongoing ban as appalling. He said it was cruel and disgraceful that any government in the world should prevent food from getting to people in need. He said the continuing food distribution ban violated the July 21st Memorandum of Understanding. Political violence, which soared after the MDC's election victory, is continuing, although at a much reduced level. But the party issued regular reports providing details of supporters thrown out of their homes, beaten up, kidnapped, or forced to hand over possessions to ZANU-PF militia. Several MDC supporters have died since the Memorandum of Understanding was signed on July 21st. Some are still in hospital recovering from the attacks on them. The agreement was meant to end all political violence. And in the last week, there's been a sudden upsurge of white commercial farmers being illegally evicted from their homes and land. Harare lawyer David Drury said Monday he was busy representing affected farmers. He said there was what he described as a last mad rush by ZANU-PF heavyweights to seize many of the few hundred remaining white oak farms in anticipation of some kind of political settlement. The Memorandum of Understanding also committed the signatories to respect property rights. Negotiations for a power-sharing agreement between the MDC and ZANU-PF deadlocked in South Africa on Sunday, although leaders on both sides say they are committed to keep talking. Many Zimbabweans cannot afford to buy the little food available as prices double every few days. The Central Statistical Office announced late Monday that inflation had now jumped to more than 11 million%, a world record. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.